Park Row Books and Harper Audio presents 3 Days Missing by Kimberly Bell. Read by Vanessa Johansson and Sarah Naughton. Cat. My phone is already buzzing with work email as I rush Ethan through his morning routine. Get up, get dressed. For the love of God, brush your teeth and hair. In none of his 8 short years has my son ever been a morning person, and I've never been the most patient of mothers, not even when I didn't have a boss clocking the second I step off the elevator. Not that stay-at-home moms don't have plenty of stress, but at least then Ethan and I were united in it, members of the same team tiptoeing around the eggshells Andrew left lying all over the house. But this is the habit we've fallen into these past 6 months, ever since the separation. Ethan dallies, and I nag. Come on, baby, we gotta go. His hair is still sticking up where it was pressed against his pillow. His t-shirt is stained and wrinkled, which means he probably plucked it from the dirty pile on the floor. My son is an unapologetic slob. He's uncoordinated and more than a little awkward-looking. His ears are too big, and his curls are too fickle, and his glasses, constantly clouded with fingerprints, never seem to sit straight on his nose. But I love him with everything inside of me, not despite all his quirks, but because of them. If there's one thing Andrew taught me, it's that you can't love only pieces of a person. You have to love all of them, even the